South Florida's Alternative 104.3 The Shark. I'm Aaron with a new episode of Open Swim. I'm here with the cast band. That's Ryan, Josh, and Chris. How's it going, guys?
It's going well.
Great.
How are you doing?
Thanks so much for joining me today. I want to ask you first how you met and got together as a band.
It actually started out back in high school. Ryan and I were playing music together. We just started writing music together and played at school talent shows. And then somewhere down the line, we realized that we just wanted to do this for a living. We bonded over the idea that music has a healing power. And so we decided that we wanted to just dedicate our lives to that. And so we just continued playing music. A few years later, after high school, we found Chris online. And we've been doing this for the past now 3 years together.
That's awesome. Now, when you got together, how did you decide what kind of music you were going to play? Did you all kind of have similar tastes, or did you draw from things all over the place?
Well, Josh and I, when we first started, we kind of had this love for Switchfoot and Mute Math, and I think that's where things really kicked off. We all really have a similar taste in music, and I think that really just helped the whole process.
When you describe to someone what your sound is like, what would you use to describe it?
Let's say glitchy, poppy, sweet. I would say it's like alternative indie pop with some jazz influences.
Okay,
and
that's
some
cool.
R&B influences.
Now, do you guys have any non-traditional instruments that you play?
Non-traditional instruments?
We don't have non-traditional instruments, but we use the traditional instruments in a very unique way.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, the thing about our band is it's just three of us. I mean, Chris is our drummer, so most of the time he's holding down percussion. But when it comes to Ryan and I, we're both multi-instrumentalists, so we're always switching instruments. Like in the middle of a song, I might be on the guitar, and I'm like, all right, now I'm feeling the keyboard, so I'll jump on the keyboard. Or I might be feeling the drum, so I'll jump on the drum set. And we just have fun with that. Or Ryan might just jump on the bass, or he might just jump on the drums or the keyboard. And, of course, with keyboards, I mean, you have MIDI sounds, and you can, like, have whatever sound. Like, you cannot have an organ or a trumpet, so things get really lively for us.
That sounds like a blast. It's cool that all of you can do that whole interchangeable thing. Like, that's one thing that I really love about Weezer, and I mean, I'm partial to them anyway because I love them as a band, but the fact that all of them can play each other's instruments seamlessly mid-song, like what you're describing, that's such a cool bonus to be able to have, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And we get to like help, like we write each other's parts, so we're like, oh, you should do this on the guitar, or maybe what do you think I should do on this? So I mean, it makes it really fun.
That's cool. Now, speaking of writing, when you get ready to go into writing mode, is there like a certain way you do things? Do you all contribute together? Is it like piece by piece and then meet? How does that go?
Yeah, so usually when it comes to writing songs, one of us brings up an idea, whether it be Josh, Ryan, or I. We come up with an idea and we decide if we like it, we work together on it, whether it be production, writing, whatever aspect of the song it is, we like to do it together.
And what are you guys currently working on?
Well, the way that we've been writing the past few months has been around this sort of narrative. There's this title that we're working on. It's called Dear Sincerity. And basically it follows a character that we've been like creating. It has like bits of our personalities and in stories. And it's following, the narrative follows this character through like a set of experiences that lead to heartbreak. And leads through like, and then follows the character through like a healing process. And so we've been working like around that theme, around that concept. And it's a full concept album that we want to put together. But we're so excited to just get it out there that we're gonna be like putting out the first chapter of that story later this fall. We have a collection of 5 songs that like is a prelude to that story. And so 5 songs later this fall, it's called It's Not Over. That's the title of the release.
That's really neat. And I think it's a cool concept. I'm sure it helps you to kind of have a focus and a place to center when you're thinking about what you're creating. Because if you have a story that's embodying a character, you can, you know, draw off, like you said, each of your individual experiences to tell a really cool story.
Yeah, it makes it really exciting, and it gets pretty colorful. Like, we think about, like, how the character dresses, and we think about his personality, how insecure this character might be, and how he compensates for things like that. So it's really cool. It gets really deep.
That's awesome. And you said that's going to be a little bit before that's released, right?
Right. So we have, it's going to be later this fall. The five song compilation is going to be this fall. And then later on, the Dear Sincerity narrative is going to come together fully.
So that means in another month or two, I have to have you guys come and do an Open Swim listening party with me on Instagram Live. How does that sound?
That would sound amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
So as soon as you're ready with that new music, you'll have to get in touch with me and we'll make that happen.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, sounds lovely.
Great.
So where can people see you guys play live?
Well, we like to play around Miami and of course we're in Broward. So we play every month. We play at this place called Collective Ventures. We have this open mic night and we host it there every month, every last Friday of the month. Of course, we're with Backroom Sessions. They always put a lot of events together, and we're always playing house shows around Kendall. So if you follow us on Instagram, you'll be able to see what we're playing next.
That's awesome. And what's your handle on Instagram for those who don't know?
It is The Cast Band.
Thank you guys so much for taking time with me today to talk about your band, and I cannot wait to share more with our listeners coming soon.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Take it easy, guys.